Now we come to the next one. Jnana Yoga. Again we ask three questions. Samatha, you ask these three questions. Which are the three questions?
Aim, instrument and person.
Good. Now what is the aim of Jnana Yoga? The aim of Jnana Yoga is to know the being of God. In Karma Yoga, the idea was, the aim was to know the will of God. In Jnana Yoga, the idea is, the aim is to know the being of God. There's a difference between the will of God and being of God. Being is much larger. Will is only an expression. But being is the very stuff, the very heart, the very soul, the very self. So the aim of Jnana Yoga is the knowledge of the self. But S with a big cap, the supreme being, the supreme self. The aim is the knowledge, the discovery of the supreme being and to become that very being yourself. Just as in Karma Yoga, the aim was to discover the will of the divine and also to be the instrument of the divine will. Similarly, in the Jnana Yoga, you discover the supreme being of the divine and also to become identical, to be one with that being, to be united with that being. So that is the aim. Now comes the question, the instrument. The instrument is intellect. Now you take hold of the intellect as the instrument. In Raja Yoga we said the instrument is mind. In Jnana Yoga, we are using the word instrument is intellect. There is a difference between the two. Normally, we say mind and intellect are the same. But yoga tells us there is a difference. Intellect is that part of the mind which distinguishes, which is capable of distinction. Intellect is that part of the mind which is capable of distinguishing, which makes a distinction between the truth and the false. Between the truth and the false. What is right and what is wrong. What is really real and what is simply appearing to be real. It distinguishes between the reality and appearance. That part of the mind which distinguishes between the right and the wrong, between the real and the unreal, between the reality and appearance, it is that part which is taken hold of as an instrument in Jnana Yoga. That's why many people think that Jnana Yoga is a difficult one. Because already you must have intellect. You must be aware of your intellect. So already you must be sufficiently developed. Hatha Yoga is easy because body existence is very easily seen by us. We can manipulate it very easily. Desire is much more easy also to see and to manipulate. But intellect already requires a great degree of development. That's why many people think that Jnana Yoga is the most difficult one. Later on we shall examine this question, whether it is easier or not. But anyway, it is true that unless intellectually you are aware, you cannot practice the Jnana Yoga. You must know the instrument of intellect. You must have developed the mind to such an extent it is able to decide, to judge. That much capacity you must already have. That is why all the people who are asked to practice karma yoga, Jnana Yoga, they are given a long practice. Intellect is a process of intellect. Intellectual development is the first process. In all practice of Jnana Yoga, the individual is told to realize his intellect first. And for that the process is to think. Thinking is the real starting point of Jnana Yoga. You might say that the time that I came to you, we have started Jnana Yoga. Because I gave you many subjects of thinking and you have been put into the practice of thinking. So already you are doing Jnana Yoga. Many things we define. When you define, you have to decide what is real and what is not real. Whenever you define anything, already you are judging what is real and what is not real. You are defining exactly what a subject is. We define what is philosophy, what is science. Therefore, we distinguish between what is philosophy and what is not philosophy. What is science and what is not science. So your intellect already began to develop and began to decide what is right and what is wrong, what is real and what is appearance. And when you study philosophy, there are many ways of learning philosophy. But if you are a Jnana Yogi, if you are doing the process of Jnana Yoga, study of philosophy can be by deciding or discriminating what is ultimately real and what is ultimately unreal. It's a true philosophical training. So, Jnana Yoga, first step is to think. First process is thinking. Second process is to think what is right and what is wrong, to discriminate between the truth and falsehood, right and wrong, real and unreal, reality and appearance. It's the second process of Jnana Yoga. The third one is to distinguish between ultimately real and ultimately unreal. The third step of Jnana Yoga. Now this is a very long process. It may take 10 years. I have put only 10 years for you. But that is quite a short period. That is because we are moving on a very high speed, no? We are galloping in fact. Actually what you have done in 6 months time could be done only in 2 years time. So already you have galloped a lot. So since we are galloping, I am only putting 10 years. So unless and until you are able to think what is ultimately real and what is ultimately not real, you are not entered into the gates, the real gates of Jnana Yoga. But having done it, the prescription is, now comes the real Jnana Yoga. All these are only preliminaries. The real Jnana Yoga is, think what is ultimately real and what is ultimately unreal again and again and again and still again and again further. It is called in Sanskrit, the word is manana. M-A-N-A-N-A, manana. When you think again and again of what is real, what is ultimately real and what is not ultimately real, and there can be many exercises. In India, so many exercises have been discovered or created so that they may become a great help to you to think again and again and again. Then comes the next step. The next step consists of a double movement, a negative movement and a positive movement. The negative movement is to say, I am not unreal. Positive is, I am real. Normally I think that I am the body. Realize first, you are not the body. You have the body, not that you are the body. It's a mistake to think that you are the body. You have the body. So, unreal and real, now you see the distinction. The reality is that you are more than the body and you have the body. But you are not yourself the body. So this is the first meditation, you might say. Think of it again and again and again. Whenever you think I am the body, remember you are not the body. You have the body, you are not the body. You are real. You are not, this body is only a part of it. You are something much more. You are the real self, the supreme self. So remember, you are the supreme self, you are not this. So as long as you think, oh, I am the supreme self, that is also wrong. Because when you say you are only referring to your body, to your little self, but that is not the real self. You are neither the body, nor the life, nor the mind. These are three great illusions in which we live. We always think, I am the body, I am the life, I am the mind. These are unrealities. They are false ideas. You are not the body, you are not the life, you are not the mind. You have the body, you have the life, you have the mind. But you are not yourself the body or the life or the mind. These are the negative meditations. I am not the body, I am not the life, I am not the mind. Repeat it 1,000 times, 10,000 times, 1,000,000 times. I am not the body, I am not the life, I am not the mind. Then you go to the positive side. I am the Supreme Self. But when you say I am the Supreme Self, remember, you should precede it by saying I am not I. What I think myself is also not myself. Don't think that the Supreme Self is what you think you are. That is also falsehood. You have to realize that you are not yourself. What I think is myself is not yourself. It's only the ego. Aham. Aham bhava. It's only the ego. You are not the ego. When you say you or I, it's not the ego, it is Supreme Self. I am vast. Sri Aurobindo had used the word union of the individual, human individual, with the universal and transcendent. your individuality has to be united with the universal and with the transcendental, even that which is more than universe. That supreme being is more than the universe, and that is yourself, in which there is no I and no nor you. It's only one reality, one self. There is one supreme self. So even the statement I am that self is also wrong. There is only the self. That's all. There is only the supreme self. That's the real reality. So meditate upon this. I am the supreme self. Then cut it out and say, there is only one supreme self. That is the real reality. There is only one supreme self. Having run this, then now you say, this supreme self manifests as the universe, manifests as the individual, manifests itself as the mind, as the life, as the body. So when you have done this whole circuit, then you have the aim of Jnana Yoga achieved. It's a long program, difficult program, but that is what Jnana Yoga aims at. And it is said there is nothing as pure as this knowledge. This knowledge is the purest. If you want to be purest, as we all should be, then we should remember that there is only one supreme self. This very perception delivers you from every impurity.